if you want to love Trump, love him. Go to the rallies, buy the sneakers. You want to give him absolute power? You want him to be the leader uber alles? You want him to have the right of kings? You do you. But stop framing it as patriotism. Because the one thing you cannot say is that Donald Trump is following the tradition of the founders. He is advocating for complete and total presidential immunity. His words, not mine. That is monarchy shit. And it's your right to support it. But just do me a favor for historical accuracy. Next time you want to dress up at the rallies, wear the right f-ing colored coats. That's what you are.
A window.
The Left Show is not intended for youngsters. It's not intended for the sensitive. It's certainly not intended for right-wingers. Use your own discretion. Awful sweary.
And now...
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Again?
Dropping up my sleeve. Presto! No doubt about it. I gotta get another hat.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
You know who the best-looking person sitting up there was? Who was it with the cowboy hat?
No, J.M. Bell.
J.M. Bell. Mm-hmm. I don't know who that is.
He hosts a podcast.
Well, he was good-looking.
You pompous, stuck-up, snot-nosed, giant, twerp, scumbag, fuck-faced, dickhead, asshole!
You're listening to the world's greatest political podcast. My name's Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, buddy. Joining me this week, J.C. Carter from the world's greatest comic book podcast.
Fuck yeah.
And we've got Taylor Stapleton. I always want to say your old name. I don't mean to. You know, the world's greatest stand-up comedian.
It's been like 5 years since I changed it. Six.
I know. I just remember how I used to write it and say it. And
I think people still think it, though.
I do think it.
As I have discovered on my own podcast, you kind of get a script going just so you can get the show going and moving and keep it going. And it's like as soon as anything deviates from the script, you're like, oh, fuck, I totally have no idea what to say right now.
That's fair. I'd like to apologize at the top of the show, and I have it's a dual apology. The first is for those of you that are going to listen to the comic book show tomorrow, you're going to hear this bitch right now. Mm-hmm. So I'll try and make it as different as I can. But I have a kidney stone right now.
Oh no!
That is causing me an extraordinary amount of pain. But here I am anyway. Because this is important to me, and you people are important to me, and you listeners are important to me. And so here I am. Otherwise, I would be doped to the gills and laying over there watching the Arsenal versus Porto game from the Champions League earlier this week. Which I'm going to do as soon as we're done.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Make no mistake. But other than that, I just wanted to bring up, we only got a couple weeks left that I'm going to heavily push this fundraiser. We're trying to get us into a studio. If you can help us out, I would appreciate it. Go over to theleftshow.com, click on that fundraising link. You know, if we can get enough together, even if we don't hit the mark, if we can get enough together, I'm still going to go ahead and get the office. Because I just have such a good feeling about this. And I'm not a guy that has good feelings. You know, I'm a pessimist. Have been, I think, my whole life. Optimism feels funny and never really ends up working out.
Mm-hmm, me right. too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Really want to believe it.
Yeah, so if you guys could pop over to theleftshow.com and click on that. Watch the little video, see if that helps a little bit. I'm gonna try and put something together this week. A little heavier push. For those of you that have been paying attention, you know, Tiffany's been having seizures for several weeks that are still, as of yet, unexplained. We did get into a neurologist who gave her some meds to stop the seizures, and those are having some side effects. So we'll see how it goes. But she's having less seizures, and that's important. Mm-hmm. You know, and that seems to have coincided with the accidental launch of the fundraiser. So, you know, it's been a half-assed effort for me, and you guys deserve much better begging, much more professional begging from me than you've received, and I apologize about that as well. So
we all deserve your full ass.
Yep, full ass. Because I may be fat, but I got a tiny ass. Still, I got the same ass I had in high school. Well, I mean, we all do, but you know what I'm saying. I didn't have a different ass I took to high school.
It's still tight and supple. That's all there is to it.
Thanks, buddy. Yep. We can go back to our days as college roommates.
That's right.
I've never felt more loved. So, fuck it. I am okay. Right today, my job is to crack up Taylor.
I'm tired. I'm already cracked up. I'm just tired, so I'm not showing emotion.
That's fair.
I think things are funny, but I'm tired.
Okay, well, I'm going to make you laugh out loud. That is my goal.
Okay, good luck.
So let's start with a little news. So Alex Jones went on the internet and did something stupid. Now, why, Jeff, why, you might be asking, is this newsworthy? Well, much in the same comical vein as JC and I being college roommates, he is a supple bottom. So anyway, Alex Jones, who we know, bullshit spewer, InfoWars guy, put a little meme out on the internet this week that said, and I quote, "I will eat your leftist ass." To which I can only say, I think your whiskers will tickle.
Nice.
Yeah. I would say buy me a drink first.
Yeah. So
And let's make sure there are no cold sores. I don't want ass herpes from Alex Jones. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yep.
An ass herpes.
If you're having an outbreak, Alex, I don't want you near me.
I think he is the outbreak.
I think he is.
He's the human manifestation of an ass herpy. Huh? So, of course, Twitter went a little nuts. I would like to remind those, like you do. Yeah, at the top of the show, that I will continue to dead name Twitter as long as Elon Musk dead names his transgender child.
Boom.
Ryan DH says, don't threaten us with a good time. Alan Stewart says, dinner and a movie first, Alex. Brown Eyed Girl says, this isn't the own you think it is. Maniacal Z said, wait, it's an actual tweet?
Yeah.
Yep. And then Louie says, I think I'm going to frame this and hang it up. So Alex Jones says, because he's like, wait a minute. Okay. So here's his explanation. He comes back on to Twitter and he says, the left has misunderstood what my intention was in posting this meme. I'm talking about the road warrior collapse that has already begun because of the policy of the Great Reset. I'm talking about cannibalism as defined by the consumption of another human's flesh. 10 days without food and over 80% of people start eating each other. You guys want to bring down civilization. I just want to warn you. Good luck. So that makes no fucking sense at all.
So let's just make it worse. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's just make it all worse.
And so Shelby from Twitter says, and then Alex Jones said it wasn't about rim jobs. It was about cannibalism. Nikki McCann Ramirez says, in quotes, as Alex Jones says, I didn't mean sex stuff. I meant literal cannibalism.
Mm-hmm.
These guys run shit. These guys make a fuckload of money.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be that crazy. I can't even pretend to be that crazy. It's one of the reasons I didn't want to be an actor, is I don't know how to do this.
We were talking, you know, you were talking at the top of the show about being more pessimistic than optimistic. And I'm like, imagine the optimism you must have to live in Alex Jones's world, where to him, the Great Reset has already started a road warrior collapse. It's already here.
I
don't know where that is, Alex.
The Great Reset, the Road Warrior. I don't understand.
Yeah.
What is this world they live in? What is this bubble that they're trapped inside of? I don't understand it.
Are you communicating to us from another timeline, Alex? That's what we really want.
He's in the darkest. He is the darkest timeline.
He is the darkest timeline. That's true.
So Trump. Look, as far as construction of the show goes today, you guys know I try and theme each block. It's just a fucking hodgepodge mess this week. I'm so sorry. It hurts to be me. And so what I thought were themes, now that I'm reading them out loud, don't appear to be themes. So we're just going to do 12 random stories in a row.
I don't know. This one feels like the darkest timeline stories right here.
It does. But the RNC is firing dozens, over 60 last I heard, of staff members after the Trump leadership team takes control. One of the tweets I saw today that made me laugh was Laura Trump is only a Trump by marriage, but she's dumb enough to qualify as natural born. So Laura Trump, Laura Trump's running the RNC just days after installing his new leadership team at the RNC. Donald Trump's lieutenants are cutting dozens of staff across key departments in an aggressive move that further cements the former president's takeover of the GOP's political and fundraising machinery. More than 60 people were fired in all, including senior staff in the political, data, and communications department inside the Washington headquarters. The cuts also included staff that ran the committee celebrated community centers, which were focused on building relationships with minority groups in Democratic-leaning states. The sweeping overhaul was confirmed by multiple people with direct knowledge of the cuts who spoke on the condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to discuss the moves publicly. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican out of Georgia, celebrated the news of staffing cuts, suggesting they send a clear message about the direction of the GOP. Quote, MAGA is now in control of the Republican Party, Greene wrote on Twitter. Make America Great Again movement. We will continue to need everyone's help all the way across the finish line. Do not grow weary. Here's what I know as a political operative who worked for the DNC. With Trump in control of the purse strings of the RNC, and he's going to go ahead and siphon even more money out of it to pay his legal bills and etc. This means that down ballot support across the country is going to be a little weak. Now, don't get too excited. We still have the congressional campaign committees and the Senate campaign committees, which are not currently run by MAGAs, I don't believe. But even there, you know, you're going to see significant financial cuts to down ballot races across the country. So that is good news. The bad news is if you're a Republican who gives money to the RNC, well, sorry, pal, you're paying for lawyers.
You're now the party of Trump, not the Republican Party.
Yeah.
You're now the Trump Insurrection Party.
Not great.
Congratulations. You know, when your dad says, well, I'm going to vote Republican. Oh, you mean you're going to vote Trump? Well, I'm going to vote for him for president. No, you're voting Trump because that's not Republican anymore. Not after firing 60 staffers and counting and taking over the RNC. That's not the Republican Party anymore.
Nope, but it is, and it's funny, and it makes me laugh.
It is funny.
Yep. Yeah, this is pretty funny. The cuts are designed to eliminate duplication as the Trump campaign and the RNC work to become essentially one organization. This is Republican streamlining, said Chris LaCivita, Trump campaign senior advisor who took over as the RNC's chief of staff on Friday. Staffers were notified of the cuts on an email Monday afternoon from the committee's new chief operating officer, Sean Cairncross, who offered people an opportunity to reapply for their jobs. That was nice.
Sure.
I did that. I was working for an administration and was invited to reapply for my job, only to have it handed off to three people because I worked for the problematic guy.
Right.
But it's nice to know that it still takes three people to do my job. So, this one's tricky. If you look at it from all sides, this one's tricky. But Nancy Mace got mad at George Stephanopoulos over a question that he asked her that I believe, while sensitive and is certainly triggering, is a legitimate question at this time. Because she supports Trump. But the story that she told on her rise into where she is now, you know, was that she is she's a rape victim, you know, and that is fucking awful. And I feel terrible about that. So why, George Stephanopoulos would like to know, that when that is such a traumatic central key to her biography that she volunteers, would she support a guy who just got convicted for sexual assault? Mm-hmm. Because rape is a crime, not a civil crime. Mm-hmm. So it's only sexual assault when it's civil. But we all know what that means. We're not fucking dumb. So he asked her, you know, about it. And she said, if you want to defend a woman who made a mockery out of rape, then you go ahead and do that. Now, she's saying that about E. Jean Carroll, I believe. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So this one we come down to, and this is something that I've noticed pretty heavily with Republican women, is my tragedy is important. Your tragedy is a fucking joke. And it doesn't matter if it's Republican or Democrat who they're talking to. It's whatever trauma they go through is a legitimate trauma, and everybody else can fuck right off. It's a very libertarian mind point. So, yeah, Mace.
Wait, a libertarian mind point in the Republican Party now? I can't imagine that.
If you think about Trump, that dude is the natural evolution of toxic libertarianism.
Mm-hmm.
Me and mine, fuck everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So Stephanopoulos answers with, well, actually, what you're doing is defending a man who's been found liable for rape. I don't understand how you can do that. Mace pops back with, I live with shame, and you're asking me a question about my political choices, trying to shame me as a rape victim, and I find it disgusting. No.
No.
No, Nancy, that's not what he's doing. What he's doing is he's wondering the mind-boggling question of, why are you doing this? I can make no sense of it other than her moving forward politically is more important to her than the trauma that she suffered as a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives me apoplectic confusion, because I don't. Okay, so she says, I've endorsed the man that I believe is best for our country, and it's not Joe Biden. Stephanopoulos went on to ask why Mace is endorsing Trump for president after she said he shouldn't hold office after the January 6th coup attempt. Mace said that the voters have moved on and aren't concerned about it anymore. That's a very telling statement.
It's not exactly accurate either.
Yep. So Stephanopoulos ended the interview asking Mace one more time if she was comfortable with Trump being found liable for sexual abuse. And she said, I didn't say I was comfortable. You're putting words in my mouth. I support Donald Trump for president. I just endorsed him a few weeks ago.
That means you're comfortable with sexual abuse.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Nancy. We can't have it both ways. You're either uncomfortable with sexual abuse. You're uncomfortable with rape. You don't want rapists in power. That's great. You can't support Trump then. You just can't. Or you've got to admit, I'm doing it for the money. This is pandering, plain and simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's I don't, it's just, I don't know.
You know, when I clicked on the link for this article, I did not see Nancy Mace. I saw Nancy Grace and was a little disappointed when I saw the photo. Because I pictured a whole different story about Nancy Grace on this one.
Where'd she go?
She's on one of the Newsmaxes, I think.
Yeah.
She's on one of the weird right-wing stations, if she's on anything at all.
Hello, friends. Yeah.
Now, I don't think that you understand just how bad a person George Stephanopoulos is for asking a very logical question. But Nancy didn't like the question, so that makes George evil.
Mm-hmm.
That's my Nancy Grace. That's my best Nancy Grace, folks. Sorry about that.
Not bad.
I'm trying to pass a kidney stone. I'd do a little better. Do a little better next week. And then, let's see. Transgender drag queen nowhere to be found in this article. Ohio Chick-fil-A owner been accused and arrested of driving 400 miles to North Carolina to sexually abuse a 15-year-old girl. Stacy Lee Austin, 49, was charged with statutory sexual offense with a child. Police said they responded to a home on a report of breaking and entering on Tuesday. When they arrived, the resident allegedly told police that she found Austin with his 15-year-old. The sheriff's office, if I caught Austin with my 15-year-old, we'd be having a much different fucking discussion.
Yeah.
Like, sir, where did this corpse come from? Oh, I caught him with my kid. I'm sorry it's so messy, but I couldn't stop punching him from head to toe.
Yeah.
For about 45 minutes. You guys really ought to be faster. The sheriff's office alleged that Austin had communicated with the victim on social media app and had arranged to pick the child up. Police said they found Austin's underwear in a bathroom trash can along with some of the alleged victim's clothes. Upon interviewing Austin, police claim he admitted to the sexual acts and said he feared losing his job. If you don't lose your job, you know what? It's Chick-fil-A. He probably won't. I don't know. Well,
he's the owner of a Chick-fil-A. It's like he's the guy who creates jobs, right?
Yeah.
Like, will Chick-fil-A take away your job? I don't think so. And yeah.
They'll probably be like, hey, you want a second franchise sport? All right, gang. We're coming up on the break. When we get back on the other side, we're going to talk about some legislation.
Chris Jakimick, I served in the United States Air Force and I deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA, is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Hey folks, Jeff here.
And Taylor.
And Tiffany.
I just wanted to talk to you for a second about Patreon. At Patreon, you get special content every week that we record. We do a show on Patreon just for you, the listener. Now, what do we get in exchange for that? Cash money.
We're not rappers. I don't know what to do that. Cash money. Money rules everything around us.
It really does. It absolutely does. Including the cost to host these shows. That's all this pays for. We don't do anything else fun with it because we still don't make enough in Patreon to cover the cost of hosting the show. So why don't you join us? It's a lot of fun. We're a little more inappropriate. We're a little more ribald. We're a little more risible.
Sometimes we're a little more high.
Yes.
Definitely more high.
Definitely more high. So join us over at patreon.com/defenmedia. Patreon.com/defenmedia.
You are still listening to The Left Show. All right, then. Here's some more of that, I suppose.
I guess we could go. Whenever.
We could just go.
Yeah. We can just start the B block anytime we want.
We've
got a little bit more Utah news than normal this week. For those of you that are out of state, I apologize. But one of the things you need to know about Utah is if we're not test flighting bad legislation, then we're paying homage to bad legislation, you know, in other states. But yeah, Alec, you guys remember Alec and the Heritage Foundation and all of that. They like to test drive their shitty legislation here because, well, as far as I'm concerned, lawmakers in Utah are pretty fucking dumb.
Yes.
You know, they're just a stack of dipshit. You know, they're all real estate guys or lawyers. And if they're not that, then they're very confused, abused housewives that can't but help themselves, you know, looking at you, Birkeland. You know, you guys are just, you're just Stepford wives, that sort of thing, which I've never found a smart thing to be honest. But in something pretty fucking dumb, Utah governor has signed a bill encouraging teachers to carry guns in classrooms. Republican Spencer Cox approved legislation for firearms training that critics say incentivize educators to bring guns onto campuses, school campuses. How long into this program is it before the first, one, accidental shooting, two, teacher shooting a kid, or three, the kid taking the gun away from the teacher and shooting a teacher? There are three bad scenarios. I see them all happening in the first 2 years.
Or
wait,
were
did
they...
you say a kid or someone takes it to kill themselves?
I didn't do that one. No.
So gonna be one... kid does it or teacher does it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It was an accidental firing. Teacher kills kid. Kid takes gun away, kills teacher. Mm-hmm. Or you're right. Somebody takes the gun and commits suicide because
in front of people.
Yeah. Oh. Dark.
Mm. That's yeah.
Yep.
Recreating Jeremy by Pearl Jam.
Arms raised in a V.
Yep, arms raised in a V. No, but this one, I mean, the other thing is that they're encouraged to, if they don't want to carry it, they can keep it in their classroom. Yeah.
All the lot of smart running around here today.
Cool.
So the legislation will fund.
This is going to go well. This is going to go well. It's going to do exactly what they want it to do.
It's going to get people killed, and they fucking love that. In a school? Kids getting shot in a school? Oh my God, there must be Republicans frantically masturbating all over Utah's Capitol Hill.
Yes.
Yeesh. Nothing these Republicans like better than dead children. As I have said and will continue to say, as long as they continue to be that way.
Yep.
So anyway, the proposal is basically that legislation will fund annual training for teachers on how to defend classrooms against active threats, as well as safely use firearms in a school setting. I don't want firearms used in a school setting.
What about those signs that say no gun zone?
Oh, those are gone. The proposal builds upon a state law enacted last year that waived concealed carry permits for teachers.
Boy.
Taken together, the laws are aimed at incentivizing teachers to bring guns into their classrooms, a move that's been hotly contested by gun violence prevention advocates, who argue that more guns on campus is bad.
Mm. What? What?
Yep.
It's bad? How is that bad? Apart from all the reasons you've already given.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you watched the Uvalde cops, hundreds of cops in Texas, 400, I believe, more than 400 fucking cops standing around with their thumbs up their ass in Uvalde, not doing shit. They're heavily trained, repeatedly trained, constantly trained and training refreshed on how to deal with situations like this. And they just stood around for more than an hour until, what was it, a couple of dudes from the fucking local ATF office were just like, fuck you, we're going in. And just went in and shot the dude in the head.
Yeah.
Like you're supposed to do. No,
there was the one cop who, the cop that his wife was the teacher, and they like held him back and were restraining him for going, like from going in to help his wife and the kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she died, I believe.
Yes. Yeah. She did.
Yeah. So this is where we're at. Teachers are going to have to save the day. Frankly, when it comes to protecting students, after Uvalde, I absolutely trust a teacher more than I trust the fucking thing. But really, we would solve this problem with gun control, and short of that, with bulletproof doors and better locks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey,
the fact if I were oh, go ahead.
No, just as long as it's only one door in and out of the building.
Mm, yes, only one door.
Fuck,
I don't know. If I were an active shooter and knew now that the teachers are going to be in there armed, I don't think that would deter me if I'm having the mental break that makes me want to go shoot a bunch of fucking kids.
No, you just know who to shoot first.
Exactly. You know exactly what you're going. You know, you now know the situation when you walk in the classroom.
Yeah, because the teacher's not going to tell the kids where the gun is and what the combo to get the gun out is.
Right.
So,
well, the teacher's going to pull the gun and have it there, shaking, holding it at you, shaking the whole time, and then, yeah, you just walk in, boom, 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 and move on. I mean, Jesus.
Thank you.
Better doors. If we're going to have this problem and we're not going to do anything about this problem, let's have better doors that are locked and bulletproof. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Basically, what I'm doing in this segment is bad news, good news, bad news, good news.
Woohoo!
Which means I had to flip the other two stories around. But in this one, Bernie Sanders has unveiled a bill that would change the American work structure to 32 hours a week at full-time pay, down from, you know, 40 or more.
I got an employer who'd be more than happy if I only worked 32 hours a week, as long as they could pay me only for 32 hours a week.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what Bernie says is it is time to reduce the stress level in our country and allow Americans to enjoy a better quality of life. This is the time for a 32-hour work week with no loss in pay. That was my Bernie. Thank you.
Here's the thing, and I'm going to tell you guys something. You're going to be stoked about this. That was a good Bernie.
Thank you.
But you didn't go like this to shut me up, so. Because that's a Bernie thing. Is no, no, wait. Just, yeah. I saw this posted on Instagram, and I was waiting because everybody's so like, all Republicans are this, like, you know. The majority of them, I'm a Republican. I absolutely support this.
Yep.
I'm a Republican. Yep. I've seen the studies in London. This works.
Yep.
And it's like, so we're all on the same page, except for the, no offense, the blue collar workers that work 80 hours a week are the ones that are not on page.
Right. You go to a 32 hour work week. So now they're working 64 hours. Right.
Yeah.
And, anyway, it's those people who are going to be, well, it's the greedy who are going to be having a problem. Those who aren't investors, those who aren't the top level executives and shit, they're going to be the ones fighting it. And they're going to be the ones lobbying against it. But like you said, the standard Republican has seen the studies.
Yeah.
France held protests going to a 32-hour work week. Whereas Britain was like, I think we should dial back to a 32-hour work week. I think it would be wonderful. And it did. It worked out great. And I'm like, I know American employers would love us if we'd only work 32 hours, providing they could pay us for 32 hours only. Yeah.
Yep. You'd have to seriously rework the economy to make it work with a pay cut. That's why I like this. He introduced the legislation that would establish a 32-hour work week in the United States with no loss of pay. 32-hour work week, quote, is not a radical idea, Sanders said. Today, American workers are over 400% more productive than they were in the 1940s. And yet millions of Americans are working longer hours for lower wages than they were decades ago. That has got to change. The financial gains from the major advancements in artificial intelligence, automation, and new technology must benefit the working class, not just corporate CEOs and wealthy stockholders on Wall Street. It is time to reduce the stress level in our country and allow Americans to enjoy a better quality of life. It is time for a 32-hour work week with no loss in pay.
Thank you.
I did a thing for you.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Let me stop you right there. That's all. I saw an interview where he did that because this Fox woman was doing it. And he's like, let me stop you right there. And it's like, he does it to every woman, honestly.
Is just women? Because I've seen him do it to dudes too.
Yeah, I've seen him do it to guys.
I've seen him do it more to women. But it doesn't matter because he does need to just shut them up beforehand. Like she did need to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, does it count if they're Fox News women? Is it misogyny if it's Stepford Wives?
You're right.
I'm actually asking. I don't know. I'm in conflict some more.
No, because their husbands are doing it anyway. So. Oh!
It's true.
I got you to crack up.
God damn it. All right, bad news.
Oh.
Trump judge shoots down major pro-worker reform. A federal judge appointed by Trump delivered a big win for business lobbies on Friday by shooting down a new federal rule that could make it easier for fast food and other workers to organize. U.S. District Judge J. Campbell Barker. I wonder how many people he serially murdered.
Yeah, no kid.
The Eastern District of Texas issued an order vacating what's known as the National Labor Relations Board's joint employer rule, saying that the agency went too far in issuing it.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, employers groups had filed a lawsuit in the hopes of blocking the regulation from taking effect. The joint employer rule would make it easier for workers and unions to hold big companies like McDonald's responsible for unfair labor practices involving the franchisees and subcontractors, even force those companies to the bargaining table. The rule is a top priority for the Democratic majority at the National Labor Relations Board, which oversees union elections and referees collective bargaining disputes. Quote, the rule would make it easier for workers to argue that a company like McDonald's is the one setting the working condition, not just the no-name franchisee who signs the paychecks. This would have been a huge step forward in employee rights.
Yes.
And instead, some fucking Texan dipshit that Trump put in because of the Steve Miller and Mitch McConnell, you know, and guys like that that want to fill the courts with conservatives that just seriously would much rather live in a bomb shelter with a pile of money and let everybody else fucking die, because that's what they are. They're Republicans. Republicans are more libertarian than libertarians are anymore.
Yeah.
Well, that's because they had to embrace the Libertarian Party because they were starting a takeover thanks to Ron Paul.
Yep.
And now they're embracing MAGA because the MAGA is taking over the Republican Party thanks to Donald Trump. We had that with the teabaggers as well. But this one, I understand one reasoning behind it, but the fact is that companies like McDonald's do set working conditions. Because when you're a franchisee, they actually give you a video and a book of rules to follow. Now, you're not under a full obligation to follow them, but if you want to be called a McDonald's franchise and actually have the McDonald's name, there are certain things you got to follow, and working conditions are fucking well one of them. That's for sure.
Yep.
So don't, yeah. Don't at me, bro. It's true.
All right, good news.
Yay.
Don't Say Gay settlement lets Florida teachers discuss sexual orientation. Students and teachers can discuss sexual orientation and gender identity in Florida classrooms, provided it's not part of instruction. Under a settlement reached Monday between Florida education officials and civil rights attorneys who had challenged the state law that everybody calls the Don't Say Gay law.
Mm-hmm.
Settlement clarifies what's allowed in Florida classrooms following passage 2 years ago of the law prohibiting instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity in early grades. Opponents said the law created confusion about whether teachers could identify themselves as LGBTQ+, or if they could even have rainbow stickers in their classrooms. Other states use the Florida law as a template to pass their prohibitions on classroom instruction on gender identity and sexual orientation. Alabama.
We're not the only state that previews bullshit.
Yeah.
Legislation. Yeah.
Alabama, Arkansas, Indiana, Iowa, Kentucky, and North Carolina, or basically, I believe, the first handful that seceded and started the Civil War. Yeah. It's pretty close there. I'm pretty sure they were there.
I think Alabama was, or Indiana was still a northern state, but yeah.
Yeah.
They would have jumped. Indiana now would totally have jumped into the Civil War.
Yeah. Under the terms of the settlement, the Florida Board of Education will send instructions to every school district saying the Florida law doesn't prohibit discussing LGBTQ people nor prevent anti-bullying rules on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity, or to disallow gay-straight alliance groups. The settlement also spells out that the law is neutral, meaning that what applies to LGBTQ people also applies to the heteronormative, boring, vanilla folk, and that it doesn't apply to library books not being used for instruction in the classroom. So, not a major step forward, but a step forward nonetheless.
Baby steps.
Baby. That's what it is. Baby steps.
Like super baby steps. Like,
you just,
yeah.
Because they're young, you got to keep the Republicans away from them.
It's true.
Gotcha. You smiled and laughed out loud. I'm calling that a win. On that win, let's take a little break. We're going to run out of here, and then when we get back in the C block, we're going to do a little bit of news roundup.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
My son, Ricky, took his life by the use of a firearm. It broke me, and I contemplated suicide. My grandson, I was going to have to be here for him. I still own my firearm. I keep it in a safe because I want to keep my grandson and myself safe.
Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
This week on the world's greatest comic book podcast, we remember Eric Carmen and Joe Camp.
Respect my authority!
In moving pictures, Rogue Squadron is back in development.
I cannot wait to see Anna Paquin back in a movie again.
8 Billion Genies is in the works. Red Sonja will be empowering.
Cue incel tears now.
Some Marvel movies may not get a sequel. In comics, Doug Wagner's Plastic is getting a sequel. Comic has been created to raise awareness on endometriosis. We get the early details of DC Pride, and we review Sons of Star Trek, Suicide Squad, Dream Team, Black Widow and Hawkeye, White Widow, Daredevil, and Hecate's Will. All that in Tonks comes to Marvel.
That'll be fun.
Face Front, True Believers, it's the world's greatest comic book podcast. Available Tuesdays on the Comic Book Podcast and almost all the places podcasts can be found.
So, did you guys hear what happened when this big blue ship ran into this big red ship at sea?
No.
Their crews were marooned. Marooned. There's a difference. There is a difference in this next story. There's a difference between those of us on the left and those of us on the right. Those of us that are woke and those of us that are MAGA. In that the details of this story, as they sit right now, are actually worse and more heartbreaking than what we thought happened at the beginning. Down in Oklahoma, we were talking the last couple of weeks about what came across as the murder of non-binary teen Nex Benedict. The medical examiner in the case right now is saying that Nex died by suicide. The day after they were assaulted in a school bathroom. The summary of the state medical examiner's report, which was obtained by Huffington Post, found the 16-year-old died from toxicity of two drugs, an antihistamine and an antidepressant. So on February 7th, Nix was attacked by people in their school, some girls, and basically got the shit kicked out of them. Mm-hmm. All of the students involved in the fight, quote, walked under their own power. But we've seen or we've heard of the video that shows that Benedict needed to be helped.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Benedict was suspended and then sent to the hospital. The next day, they collapsed in their living room and were rushed to the hospital, where they later died. Owosso police claimed on Friday that Benedict did not die from the trauma sustained in the beating, but the student's family said they would conduct their own independent investigation into the death.
Let's get a second opinion on this one.
Yep. Benedict's family, the Owosso Police Department, and the State Medical Examiner's Office did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Benedict, who was non-binary, had been bullied for more than a year. The bullying began shortly after Oklahoma Governor Kevin Shit signed a law requiring students to use the bathrooms that align with the sex listed on their birth certificate. If it is true that the day after being beaten up by three fucking students, there's another little line going around I haven't been able to substantiate yet, where apparently Nick stepped in and splashed some water on someone.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
I mean, granted, I was on the swim team, but I've had water splashed on me by people I don't like, and I've never beat them nearly to death. But when it comes down to the fact that if they felt so helpless that they killed themselves, Republicans are like, well, see, yeah, not our fault, and I'm in the, yeah, it is. It is not only that, it is more tragic that Nick's felt so fucking helpless that was the only answer they could fucking come up with. In addition, one of the things that I find suspect, and I'll just throw this out because, like I said, in all the years I've not been a cop, you know, I got a reputation for clearing cases. But if they were up and walking around, normal suicidal behavior, especially when it's concerning pills, is take the pills, lay down, wait for it to happen, not get up and have a chit-chat with your folks. So the fact that the family's running an independent investigation, that's great. All I'm saying is somebody secure the body before it's accidentally cremated.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. All right.
What does this really do? It casts that reasonable doubt on the three students who would have faced criminal charges.
Yep.
As to whether or not they actually were liable for a death, and maybe they would never get charged for it, but in a wrongful death lawsuit, things are a little more hazy, and so that's the family suing the other parents for money. And that could be a little more hazy, and they could actually be found guilty in a wrongful death lawsuit as opposed to an actual criminal case.
Yeah. 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 I'm sick about it. It breaks my heart. It makes me angry.
Should all of them go to juvie for it? Yes, absolutely. Should they feel guilty for the rest of their lives? Yes, absolutely. But yeah.
I want to take that school superintendent, and I want to bounce the back of his head off a bathroom floor 20 or 30 times to see if he still feels like that's an acceptable way to treat people.
Yeah.
Because right now he does. Right now he's fine with the fact that three straights beat up a kid, a gay kid. You know?
Because they splashed water on them. Oh, what a tragedy.
Yeah, and did that because apparently the three were fucking with somebody else. You know?
Yep.
It's disgusting. It pisses me off. Let's move on. Need a palate cleanser, and I don't have one. Home Sweet Home is more within reach in every other state than Utah, Hawaii, and California. According to a new report from bestbrokers.com, which looked at states' median house prices, here in Utah, it's more than $500,000 relative to per capita income. It's not good for our state, said Don Stevens, president of the Salt Lake Board of Realtors. Absolutely not good. Hey!
Well,
I don't get on Facebook often.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't like people on it. And then the Salt Lake Tribune put a fucking article about how Utah, you know, we have affordable housing here.
What?
And so this lady like went off on me. I was a single mom. It took me 19 years to get a down payment on a house. I did it. And I worked two jobs. And it's like, I just fucking went off.
Yeah.
Like, you guys need to stop drinking and going out and partying and traveling. It's like, and I just fucking went off on her. And then I just ended. It's like, so Betty, tell me when you bought your house, the general location of it, the income you were making, and then I will look at it now in that location and the income right now.
Yeah.
I'm like, and then I'll let you know. I'm like, I could do a little data analysis for you, buddy. Just tell me the information. I'll let you know how fucking stupid you are.
I mean, because I do.
She like went after me. She's like, maybe if you spent more time working instead of sitting on Facebook writing giant paragraphs. She wrote me back in like 2 minutes on it. It's like.
Well, she already bought her house.
I told her, I'm like, you can, I said respectfully, you can eat a dick. And went off and I'm like, but you didn't tell me the information that I need. And then she deleted her comment to me.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Don't at me, bro. Don't at me.
Like, fine.
Not gonna like it.
You fucking idiot.
Well, I mean, I want to tell her, maybe nobody told you this, but that's not how it's supposed to be. It shouldn't take you 19 years to save up a down payment while working two jobs as a single parent.
Yeah.
That's not how it should be.
Yeah, but she's a Republican.
Right. Yeah. So to them, this is exactly how it's supposed to be. And they should be proud of that. They should be proud of their hard work and their neglect of their child while they work to get a thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's one of the central themes of Republican messaging throughout the week is basically work until you die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, work until you drop.
Yep.
I mean, the government's doing it, so yeah. Why should we?
Yeah. So, other states...
But
true, fair. Other states with the worst price-to-income ratio include Idaho, Montana, Oregon, Washington, Colorado, Arizona, and to break the you guys in the West are fucked, Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
It's like the West, the Pacific Northwest, the West, the Southwest, and Rhode Island. Meanwhile, Rhode Island's like, hey, what I ever do to you? You can't get there from here. Yeah, what does it do? Does it drop right in the bucket of the bitches that I have for my own personal thing? Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. But it also drops into when Democrats are messaging bills every year. I'm still waiting to see one of them pitch something for renter protections, for price caps, for anti-gouging, you know, for going after deadbeat slumlords. I'm still waiting for those bills. I know they're not coming from the fucking Republicans. So maybe, just maybe, we can give fucking car seat regulation a break for a year and try and take care of other people as well. Get up there. Start a fight. Brouhaha. Kick. Scream. Bite. Make some fucking noise for your fucking constituents as opposed to writing cakewalk bills you know are going to pass because they don't have a problem with the fact that people need to keep the fucking car seats buckled up. Only fucking libertarians give a shit about the freedom to not buckle up your fucking kids in the car. I mean, Jesus Christ. Can we do anything in this state as lefties that isn't just neutered and beaten and frightened? No is the answer. The answer is no.
No. The irony is I was, I do my daily walk around the neighborhood, around the block, and cross over a canal. And of course, you know, that fence is fair game for everybody to put up their campaign signs, yep. Right? And so my former legislator, Craig Hall, I run into him. I'm like, hey, there's Craig Hall as I pass him in the street. And he goes, hey, I want to ask you a question because he knows I'm the lefty. In the neighborhood, one of the many lefties, but I've absolutely identified myself as lefty to him. I'm out of the closet with him. And I said, he said, what do you think about rent control? I said, you need to do it. And I'm like, and meanwhile, in my head, I'm going, a Republican is asking me whether he should propose rent control legislation. what fucking darkest timeline am I living in?
Yeah, but Craig's one of the ones that's not evil.
No, he's not. He wound up getting appointed as a judge so he could get him out of the legislature.
Yeah.
He was blocking too many bills. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I got two more stories left. Do you guys want the funny one or the what the fuck one first?
Let's go funny.
Yeah.
Funny it is. Searches for VPN spike in Texas after Pornhub, and I quote CNN here, pulls out of the state. Did they?
Well, it happens a lot on Pornhub.
Did Pornhub finish all over the back of Texas? Is that what I'm understanding from this headline?
That's what I'm getting.
Right there in the angel mark. Going back 9 years for that callback.
Yeah.
Shh. Oh, my God. I can't believe we both remember that.
I remember it so well, you made a T-shirt of it.
I did. It was basically making fun of religion for being weird about people when they've got their own problems that they're keeping secret, as far as, you know, raping children go. And it went from a very serious conversation to a very drunken mock fest that lasted, I believe, this is back when we were doing 2-3 hour shows. It lasted about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And we just went on and mercilessly mocked the religion. And finally, it just got so funny, I put it on a T-shirt. We only sold 4 of those, and none of them to me.
Nope.
You know, but you had to listen to that specific episode about 2 hours in to get to that particular point. I much prefer the way we do it now.
Yep.
Okay. So Texas did what Utah did.
Yeah.
And Pornhub's like, whoa, nope. So now we're seeing a 4-fold rise in Google searches for tools that can circumvent the state level blocking. This suggesting that the law may already be having unintended side effects. Hey, look, Utah did it. I got a VPN. I'm sorry. I like Pornhub. I like the way it's laid out. I like the fact that the videos are more than 5 minutes. You know, I like Pornhub. I pay for Pornhub Premium, and I'll keep doing it. I think people should pay for porn. I really do. We've believed that for a long time. You know, these people work very hard, as it were. Shut up. Let me have it. You're both shaking your heads at me. This is a podcast. Mock me out loud, please. The apparent spike in VPN searches in Texas shows that these types of age verification laws aren't just unconstitutional, they're also silly and ineffective, said Evan Greer, director of Fight for the Future. Just like millions of people in countries like China, Russia, and Turkey evade their government's draconian online censorship regimes using simple tools like VPNs, now we see Texans doing the same to get around their own state government's invasive rules.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, it's not fun when it comes back to bite you in the ass, huh? Wait.
We're going back to the Alex Jones story at the top of the show.
Well, I just thought that we were searching the fetish subreddits.
Yeah.
Anyway, there you go, Texas. I'm surprised you can spell VPN. What?
Yeah.
So, I don't really have a very deep dive on this story, but the whistleblower who came forward to tattle on Boeing being not safe.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried so hard not to make a Hillary Clinton joke right now. Was found dead of apparent suicide. John Barnett, former Boeing employee who had reportedly raised concerns about the company's production issues, was found dead of an apparent suicide. Barnett had worked at Boeing for 32 years before leaving the company in 2017. The 62-year-old died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The Charleston City Police are investigating, the coroner's office said, without giving any other details. Barnett was in the middle of a deposition in an ongoing whistleblower retaliation case against Boeing. Quote, he was in very good spirits, really looking forward to putting this phase of his life behind him and moving on. We didn't see any indication he would take his own life. No one can believe it, said his lawyers, Robert Turkowitz and Brian Knowles. This dude was murdered. This dude was flat out fucking murdered.
100%.
Yeah, they Epstein this guy, that's for sure. I mean, come on.
We all know it, but nobody's going to look into it.
In the middle of it, I find it interesting. He's in the middle of a deposition. It's like, was somebody in the room with him getting the deposition, or was he doing it online? So, like, all they see from out of the side of the camera is a gun coming in and shooting him. Well, it's obvious he committed suicide.
It's like a different hand.
Exactly.
He's got both hands on his, like this, and then one hand comes in from the side. Oh,
so I was telling them,
obvious suicide.
Yeah, clearly it's a suicide.
I don't believe he was giving the deposition at the time of his suicide.
Okay.
It's just like he's holding a noose. He's just like, just wait a sec. I just got to hold this up real quick.
Can I answer that in a second? I got to tie a knot.
Yeah.
All right. We're coming up on the end. I hope that you guys enjoy the fact that I didn't really bring up the fundraiser until now. but I would like to point out that I have just done a show for you while I'm urinating blood. And that's how much you people mean to me. So if that touches you in an emotionally healthy way, which I can't figure out how, you can pop over to leftshow.com and click on that fundraiser bit. Look, getting us into an office, getting us into a studio is just going to hypercharge these shows. It's like I said, the first time I've felt optimistic about the future of the networks in quite a few years is what can happen if we can grow to that next step. So I am begging for your help. Pop over to leftshow.com, click on that. In the meantime, for sustained growth, you can join us on Patreon at patreon.com/defenmedia, D-E-F-E-N media, where every week that we record, we drop special content just for you, our Defend Media family squad. So if you want to join us over there, we're going to go over there. We've got quite a few links this week. Sorry about that. It's going to be a longer Patreon than normal. Thanks, guys. I'm so sorry. But in the meantime, you guys got anything you want to close with?
Mm-mm.
Nope.
Well,
all good.
Then let's
Happy St. Patrick's Day is what I would say, but that was yesterday.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, when this drops, it's Happy St. Patrick's Hangover.
Yep, yeah. Happy St. Patrick's Hangover.
Yeah.
Drink lots of water.
Yeah.
Aspirins. Probiotics before you fall asleep.
Yep.
Yep. All right, let's all go do what the British lady says.
If you've made it this far, you might as well join us on Patreon. Patreon.com/defenmedia. This episode and more always available at www.theleftshow.com.